Doctors in Queensland are trialling a new way to administer painkilling anaesthetics to children who come into the emergency department with broken bones. Instead of needles, they're using a nasal spray. Paula Tapiolis reports.
With two active boys, Dina Fusco-Wright has spent her share of time in the emergency department.
We are going up to the emergency department quite a fair bit because my youngest son had an injury last October. He had a chronic eye injury. You see these sick kids and parents struggling, parents dealing a little bit better, but I suppose the stressful time comes if they've got to get needles or whatnot and get rushed away for their operation, then the stress picks up for parents and children.
Now, a new drug format being trialled in three regional Queensland hospitals could cut the distress levels for children who come in with fractures. Dr. Jeremy Furick is the Director of Emergency Research and Staff Specialist at Townsville Hospital. Over the next 12 months, the hospital's emergency doctors will administer a sedative called ketamine nasally instead of via a needle.
Ketamine's an anaesthetic agent that is both a painkiller and an anaesthetic agent. So when they need a procedure like straightening out a broken arm, then we'll often give them some ketamine and they basically go to sleep and then we can do the procedure. So at the moment we do that via either a drip or an injection in the leg, and we're going to investigate whether we can squirt it up the nose and see if it's effective that way. And I think we're aiming to get about 600 children in total.
That's 600 young patients who won't have to have a needle when they're already sore and upset. Dina Fusco-Wright believes it would be an overwhelming relief.
That would be wonderful for the children where their pain threshold isn't the best, because there was many a night where little ones had to have injections and it's just a screaming match. Having said that, there are kids that are older in there and they know they've got to deal with the needle, but for the younger ones I think it would be a much nicer scenario for them instead of, well, because then every time they see a needle, they're going to associate that with owie and sore and crying, and, you know, it doesn't make them feel any good, and the nurses hate it too.
Dr. Furick says the scheme has the potential to change patient management practices in emergency departments around Australia.
The benefit for us is getting the doctors in training involved in the process from an early start. I think it's important for the public to know that we are always trying to do things better and make sure that everything we're doing is evidence-based and in the patient's best interest.
Townsville Hospital's Dr. Jeremy Furick ending that report from Paula Tapiolis.